It was a miracle, Candy. You must have moved slightly just as she shot at you.
It was too close, let me tell you. She's dead?
Oh, decidedly. I think she was dead before she hit the ground.
What happened?
Well, we went out to her house, and she was just driving off. We trailed her to North Beach, lost her for a block, and then spotted her car at the top of the hill here. We arrived just as she was getting on the roof next door. Okay, now you tell me your little dream.
It was that ship docking that set my wheels going around. The name Ellsworth started burning in back somewhere. You saw the clippings Rembrandt dug up.
Yeah.
The South Sea Island steamship line was slowly being sabotaged. I did some checking and found that the insurance companies weren't going to renew.
I don't know why I didn't tie that in sooner.
It's just that you had too many things on your mind, Mallard dear. I went out to the place on Dashiell Road, and when I left, I was pretty sure the old girl had knocked off her brother-in-law.
Why?
Well, for several reasons. One, she was a venomous old witch. Two, you've never seen such a collection of guns in all your life. And according to Roger Ellsworth, they both enjoyed using them. I noticed one little pop gun that was very interesting. Had a silencer on it.
Uh-huh. That was the one she used on you tonight.
And also the one she used on Dwight Ellsworth from the window of that apartment where you found her husband.
How did you know?
Go back there. You'll see a nice little bullet hole in the curtain with burned powder all around it.
Now, don't tell me.
Yes, I'm telling you that they rented that place, knowing Dwight Ellsworth always went downtown on a certain cable car. She waited that morning until we were riding by, and she popped him.
I have now heard everything.
Not everything. The reason? Dwight Ellsworth, rather than fighting the insurance company, had decided to sell the steamship line. The old gal thought she'd beat him to the punch by knocking him off. The company would then fall into her husband's hands.
But what about her husband?
At first, I thought he was just another weak-kneed man with an overbearing wife.
Seacliff's full of them.
Rembrandt, please.
Well, it is.
Anyway, I'm not so sure now. Not when I think about that phone call.
What phone call?
Oh, another little detail that just slipped my mind until now.
Oh, I'll bet.
I got a phone call this morning telling me to lay off the case. Looking back on it, that call could only have been placed by Roger Ellsworth. So despite all the boo-hoo-hoo tears, looks like he was in on it from the beginning. Then, with me poking around, they probably got nervous and at some point the missus no longer trusted hubby. And decided she'd be better off without him.
No honor among killers.
Somehow she lured him down to that place on Powell and gave him some lead poisoning, too. Planning to inherit the whole caboodle herself. And to be sure she was safe, I was next in her sights.
But I don't get why Ellsworth paid you to look into something he'd want to keep hush-hush.
Well, it looks suspicious if he refused help finding his brother's killer.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he planned on me living long enough to figure the scheme out or cash the check. Then he cashed out first, thanks to his wife, who saved me some trouble.
Trouble?
If she hadn't killed him, I was going to.
What?
While I was waiting for you to get here, the phone rang. It was Uncle Charlie at the Chase Room. Roger Ellsworth's check bounced like a brand new golf ball. What's so funny?
Listen in again to the adventures of Candy Madsen, Girl Sucker.